You're listening to an SK exclusive.
All right, for the 30th time, because you guys don't even know what's going on behind the scenes. This is SoshiCast number 13. It is September 24th at midnight, and tonight we have with us DT. Say what's up.
Hello.
Michelle, who needs to go real quick.
Hi.
Steve.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Steve.
And our fail Aussie Mike.
Hi.
Okay, the most recent news, Hyoyeon's birthday. Michelle, please take it away.
Okay, so on September 22nd, it was Kim Hyoyeon's birthday. She turned 22 international age, 23 Korean age. So we'd all like to wish her a very, very happy birthday. I hope she had a wonderful day with friends and family. And best wishes, Kim Hyoyeon, yay!
Yay!
Hey, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Okay. So for the next biggest news, what we've all been waiting for, almost a year now, SNSD's comeback in October.
Finally.
Yeah!
Come on. Right, so October comebacks.
I know. Ooh. Is it really going down, Wonder Girls versus Sonya today? Is this what I'm hearing? They're going to finally get their official, like...
They're going to duke it out. Like,
wait, Wonder Girls are coming back in October?
The exact
same
day.
Everyone's coming back the exact same day.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Kara, Wonder Girls, and Sonya today, but I think Kara kind of backed out of it, so it's going to be the old-time rivalry, duking it out.
Wow.
Wait, I think
Kara
was always supposed to debut in September, and then SNSD was supposed to debut in September too, but they pushed it back to October, right? Isn't that what happened?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
It's supposed to be SNSD
versus
Kara,
well.
But then Kara, like, SNSD delayed their album till October.
Yeah.
And then
because
it ended up being SNSD versus Wonder Girls.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
I think in part, that's got to be part of the reason.
Yeah, for sure. Because they probably want to, like, promote when she's back healthy, right? So.
Of course.
I personally am looking forward to not only the new staff, but also the fact that when they're promoting the new album, they go on a lot of talk shows and variety shows as well.
Oh yeah, I cannot wait to turn my TV on here and see them live again.
Oh my god,
it's been a while.
Right?
It's been a while. Oh crap, what was I gonna say? Oh, have you guys heard any rumors of what kind of theme they'll be coming back with?
There were some pictures floating around Twitter, right? About like...
Yeah, but those are so vague.
I know, but then...
So vague.
I think there's probably, like, there should be teasers and stuff coming out soon.
Did you guys have any idea of what the theme is?
Wouldn't have a clue.
No? Okay.
No,
well,
it's hard to tell, honestly.
What I saw, what I was thinking was vampires versus fairies or angels. It was something like that. Because, do you remember the Twitter picture with Soyoung and Tiffany in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the speculation is vampires and fairies, and so far, like, where I heard that from, they've been 70% right, so
maybe
it'll be that.
And then wasn't there something about, like, a member cutting her hair short for the first time?
Yeah. Right. Who do you guys think it is?
I want to say it's Monday, but it's,
yeah,
I just can't imagine, like, how it'll look, though.
Wait, who?
Soyoung?
Oh, okay.
Aw. That'd be interesting.
Let's just list down all the long-haired members, why don't we?
Okay, I'm going to say something real inappropriate. I'm probably just going to edit this out later. It'll just be a big beep. But do you guys have Tumblr?
No.
Yep.
No.
Nope.
Well, I don't have Tumblr, but I know of it.
Okay, well, wait, have you guys ever heard of SNSD sexual frustration?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Okay, Michelle's just bluffing. She totally posts on that Tumblr all the time.
Google.
She's an admin
Excuse
on
you.
That. She's an admin. There's
Excuse
a when that rumor came out about who would have the shortest hair, there was a picture of Sunny doing the what song is it when they do a pop? Oh, the O when they do O and they're like chest pop. The caption was like, "Please let the member who comes back with short hair be Sunny so I can see her boobs more clearly." Oh, come on,
okay,
someone.
Wow.
Come on. I'm probably going to edit that out.
That's totally Ron who's posting that too.
It probably was Ron's post. I'll just tell everyone. Anything else for the comeback?
Oh, yes. For the thing, like, there was something floating around Twitter again about a project called Yokshi Sonyeoshide. I don't know if you guys, like, know about it.
What's that?
Can you run me through it?
Do tell.
Basically, it's like you write down that phrase, and then you put thumbs up, you take a picture, a short video, and you send it to, I think, sewonunion@gmail.com, and they're making a video, like Soyoung did for, like, her Get Well thing. Ooh. And then they're going to send it to the girls after, and apparently they know about it.
Oh, that sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a vid on YouTube at the moment already, isn't there?
Wait, is this for international fans? Or
yeah, it's for, like, everyone. You just send it in, and they're, like... global kind of thing. They put the video into like a slideshow kind of thing, and then they're sending it to the girls.
Oh, that's pretty sick.
I know, right?
We should have came up with that idea.
Is it like a response to Soyoung's whole video?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was inspired by her video.
Yeah, hang on. I will.
We'll post up. Wait, should we do a separate post for that on SK, or should we just like link it on the podcast?
We can always post it on the Soshicast post for this one.
Okay.
That sounds good.
So if you're listening, you know, check out the post and you'll most likely see the link somewhere.
Yep. Anything else? Comeback.
Just regarding the comeback, it's good to see that they're, it's unique, it's not unique, it's good to see that they're coming back with the dark concept, because the last song, what was it, wasn't, and I don't know. It's good to see that something similar to Run Devil Run. Well, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't
I'm a big
Hoot,
fan
Mike?
Of their. Sorry?
You didn't like Hoot, Mike?
No, I like Hoot, but I do like their darker stuff, like Run Devil Run and what else was dark?
Bad Girl.
Oh,
yeah,
Bad Girl.
But yeah, it's nice to see that they're coming back with something more. What am I trying to say?
More hard hitting,
more fierce.
Yeah.
Fierce would be
something different.
More angry.
Angry.
Angsty.
More fantasy. Are you kidding me?
But I
could. I'm not sure if vampires and fairies are that darker. That much. Darker.
Yeah, it could be completely wrong. Fantasy. This could be a whole different take on that genre. So.
We'll see what they do. Yeah.
We'll see.
As we inch closer to the date.
If it is fairies versus vampires, which members do you think will be the fairies and which one will be the vampires?
Vampires?
I'm pretty sure Tiffany would cry if she's not a fairy.
What? Are you kidding me? I totally
vampire for sure.
Tiffany's a vampire. Tiffany is a vampire.
Yeah, Tiffany vampire
sure.
And Jessica vampire.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
I doubt it.
Jetty vampire combination.
That's what I want to see. Jetty vampire. Jetty.
So Jessica and Tiffany are the most likely to be vampires, then.
Yeah.
They're always in these. They really are vampires in real life. Jessica's a vampire. Sleeping all day. Okay, yeah, who do you guys think can be a vampire and who's gonna be fairy or angel? An angel would be cool. I'd rather it be an angel than a freaking fairy. Fairy sounds departed.
I think vampires are always the ones that you least expect, so
that's true.
I'll pick Seohan.
But who would you prefer,
She's just hiding behind that whole innocent, super smart.
If I had my choice, it'd be Yunyul and Jetty as vampires, and then everyone else is just the other thing.
No way. No, Taini are definitely vampires. And then,
We shall see.
You'll sick.
Yeah, I think Yuri would be a vampire too.
Yeah, I actually agree. Yulsik seems.
Yunyul and Jetty right there. I just told you.
Tiffany is a fairy.
I'm telling you, she's gonna be a vampire.
Tiffany
Jen.
Will be a vampire for sure.
Yeah. She's gonna be.
Well, we don't know if they're actually gonna be fairies and vampires, but.
Yeah.
I know, we're like arguing over something that's probably not.
Yeah,
gonna
might
happen.
Not even happen, but. We'll see.
Okay, so moving on to next news.
Now, but from the looks of those pictures, they seem to be. I don't think it has anything to do with vampires or fairies. It's more like maybe rock stars or. Yeah.
Well, rock stars would actually be a different concept.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty cool concept if it was.
You know what?
More rock concept.
That's a really good prediction because of. Taeyeon's rocker thing for Run Devil Run.
For Run Devil Run, yeah.
That's
really popular, so I can't see why they won't use that concept.
Because they did give hints to like Bad Girl and stuff before it came out, so that's a really good.
Could be a nightclub concept. We haven't seen that before.
A nightclub? Huh. Interesting. Well, Genie kind of was.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You're pulling at strings there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on. You'll be coming back for NBC's K-pop Cover Dance Festival.
Whoop whoop!
Roadshow. Whoop whoop. Any thoughts on that, guys?
MC Yulti is always awesome.
I would agree.
I actually got a chance to watch like the first episode of that Cover Dance Festival show. It's actually pretty entertaining, but it's just really unfortunate that Yuri and Tiffany will be doing the South Korean one, so the Seoul one, instead of them traveling abroad and seeing like international Seowons or whatever. Because it was fun seeing, because Shiny was in the first episode, and it was fun seeing Shiny interact with international Shawals, right?
Russian
so
fans.
It would have been awesome to see if SNSD, Yuri, and Tiffany interacting with any other foreign fans besides the South Korean fans, but whatever.
It coincides with them being busy in South Korea.
Of course, because they're going to be promoting and stuff. But I mean, yeah, it would just be really awesome to see them interacting. And I mean, what happened was in the episode was Shiny did like two flash mobs with 300 fans total, but they did two different flash mobs. One was with 100 people, and the other one was with 200 people. So it would have been cool to see Yuri and Tiffany do like flash mobs with like other zones or whatever.
What songs did they do?
They did Ring Ding Dong and Lucifer.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, but it was just really crazy how popular they were in Russia. Of course, like, it's a show, right? So they're going to show only, like, the most hardcore fans and, like, all that stuff. But it was really crazy. Like, there's this one guy who was actually a Seon, so his favorite band is SNSD. But he is, like, a total, like, K-pop fan. Like, he would be in class doing, like, talent shows, and he would dance to, like, K-pop music, and then he would collect magnets of... Ooh. Like, any magnet with, like, Korean writing on it, he would collect it, and he would put it on his fridge. Yeah, it's on the show. And he's just, like, a super dedicated K-pop fan, so it's really crazy.
Good for that guy.
So props to that guy, yeah.
Anyways. Alright, so the new TV show that everyone's looking forward to, SNSD's Running Man episode, hell yes.
Yeah!
Hell yes.
If anyone wants access to Running Man, if you go on Google and search iSubs, they've actually subtitled Running Man from the very beginning, and I've always been using them, and I've got every damn Running Man show from episode one, and Running Man's
it's
just an amazing show.
That good, guys. Like, it's entertainment from beginning to end.
The games they play are just really fun to watch.
They're very, like, innovative, like, things that you'd never think of. Even, you know, if you want to just do it with your friends, too. Like, hey, let's do a fucking crazy scavenger hunt today.
I'm sure, like, a lot of Seowons would have watched it anyway, just because Jessica's been on episode 4 and 5, Yuri's been on episode 16, and,
Sunny and Yuna,
episode 39.
Yep. So,
And the girls, they always have a good time when they're on the show.
Oh, yeah.
They're always having a lot of fun, so.
Definitely. So I guess this is the only person that probably wouldn't have been on the show yet would be Soo-young and Tiffany.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll get their chance next time. But okay, so the current team, Green Team, Yuri, Yuna, Jae-suk, Hwangsu, Black Team, Taeyeon, Sohyun, MC Haha, Jungkook, and Pink Team, Jessica, Hyoyeon, Gary, Seokjin. Who do you guys think is gonna win this?
Anyone with Jungkook has a giant edge. Doesn't matter what.
Okay, I thought that too, but then I was looking at the lineup, and I think it's either going to be Team Yunyo, Green Team, or it's going to be Pink Team. Whatever team Hyoyeon's on, man. Hyoyeon's the freaking...
Gotta support your girl.
No, I'm just saying, though. She's a boss. You saw Dream Team, didn't you?
Right, no, well, right, I reckon... No, but everyone. I reckon the Soshi member that has the most... like talent in just being good at these sorts of games is Sunny. Sunny is really good at these sorts of games. Like, if you watch her on Invincible Youth, you watch her on Dream Team or any of that stuff, she's just really good at these sorts of games.
She's pretty competitive too, if you...
Yeah, it's got
wait,
to do with
the... Sunny is in this episode?
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's not.
She's not.
No, she's not.
Is she? Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, my bad.
No, it's Hyoyeon's game. It's Hyoyeon's game.
Here's the thing. Okay, you really have to look at the team
game
members, though, because Jessica is not exactly the most athletic, if there is, like, an athletic
She was
section.
Struggling in episode in the episode
yeah,
she
yeah,
was
episode
on.
Four.
We don't
and
know.
They have big-nosed Hyung or Seokjin with them, too, and he's not exactly... Like, he's the weakest member of all the Running Man, like, normal cast members, so they always pick on him. Whenever they see him, everyone's like, oh, let's go eliminate him.
Actually,
let's
I think they pick on Kwangsoo a lot more.
Yeah. And, honestly, looking at the teams, I think the edge goes to the black team, because they have Haha who's willing
I'm
to
gonna
do...
I'm going to put my money on green team.
Haha is willing to do anything to win, first of all. And then Jungkook is, like, the most athletic. I just think that they're just too good. That's all I'm saying.
Unless there's anything to do with food,
Jungkook,
Jungkook is like he'd fail when it comes to food though.
And then it'd probably be Green Team that would win if it was food related, I guess.
I'm gonna put my money on Green Team because just looking at the lineup, Yuri, Yuna, Jae-suk, and Kwangsoo. That's pretty well rounded.
Kwangsoo gets weak at the knees whenever Yuri's around, so they could fail.
I always thought that Kwangsoo was the same in terms of potential as Seokjin. I really think Kwangsoo is like, he seems to always do something wrong.
It's going to be interesting to see how he interacts with Yuri, right? Because the last time Yuri was on Running Man,
yeah, he's
all,
yeah,
like,
Yuri's his favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's put
but
bets
time has
on
passed,
this right
so
now.
Maybe his bias changed, maybe.
Let's put bets on this. I'm going to say Team Yunyul, Green Team.
I got Black Team.
I'm going to have to go with Black, because actually there's like some statistic about who wins the most on Running Man, and Haha and Jungkook were like first and third or something.
Yeah, I'd have to say Black Team as well.
All right, well, let's see this. We got one Green Team, three Black. We will see. We will see, gentlemen. We will see. Moving on, SM Town photo book released on the 30th of October. Were you guys going to cop that one?
Still thinking about it. I haven't made my decision yet. Maybe down the line, but I haven't thought about it right now.
Anybody else?
I'll be in Japan when it comes out, so I might pick it up over there.
Does that mean you're coming to Korea, too?
Sorry, that was...
Does that mean you're coming to Korea, too?
No, unfortunately, not this time.
Are you serious? You're, like, right there. It's like a 2-hour plane ride.
Yeah, no money, man.
Oh, I'm so sorry, bro.
Next time.
Yeah, understandable. Is there anything else that they're releasing? They just came out with a concert DVD and the Thailand DVD.
They're releasing stuff like crazy, that's all I'm saying.
Oh.
And they're going to be like coming back, right? So.
The comeback.
Right?
CD yeah, I think back the comeback's too. The big thing.
Oh, man. Cool. Anything else? Nope. Okay, so you guys want to talk about the airport thing?
If you want.
Did we address this last time?
Alright, so they introduced us to the whole Gimpo airport debacle.
Okay, well, if you guys were not informed, the girls are always coming in and out of Korea, and Gimpo Airport is the domestic flight airport, and is this the day they were leaving or coming back?
Coming back?
No.
No, it was a different country.
Leaving.
Okay, leaving. They were swarmed at the airport by dozens of paparazzi in their faces.
No, sorry, it was coming back.
Coming back?
I think it's coming
back.
Yeah,
I'm sure it was
coming
back.
Into
Gimpo.
Yeah.
They're in Micro, yeah. It's coming back.
Okay, well, you guys can take it away then, because I just remember seeing that video and being
Yeah, I remember, I think it's pretty sure, I'm pretty sure it was the Korean Sones being, like, having withdrawal, just going to the airport to see the girls or something. That's pretty crazy. DTU elaborate.
No, straight after... Okay, good.
Oh, no, you
Mike,
no,
Mike, go.
No, you're right.
Mike,
I actually don't have much
okay,
to say,
cool.
Micah.
Yeah, it was straight after their SM Town Live in Tokyo special edition. They were coming back from Japan. They landed at Gimpo, and this time the Korean media were waiting. They were out in force, and they swamped the gates, and it was difficult for the girls to even walk through the airport like they normally do. Normally they'd have all the free space in the world, and they're free to walk about, but this time it was just like a media frenzy where a rush of reporters just swamped them, and Yuna, I think, got her foot trampled on, and Jessica was crushed. And if you watch the YouTube videos, it's a pretty hectic scene. Most of the girls are just were binding together, just
and they all needed like their own personal bubble of security or staff to just protect them the entire way.
Staff
no
and the
space
managers were pushing people out of the way. It was crazy. It was just it's something that doesn't usually happen to the girls at airports, and especially in their own country. But I think coming out of the SN Town Tokyo concert, and seeing their popularity in Japan, I think the Korean media were just a little bit too excited.
I personally always maintained that no matter which country, paparazzi are all crazy. Paparazzi of all kind. They're all
crazy.
That's the industry that they work in. They need the best coverage, the best shots, and I'm pretty sure a lot of them are willing to do a fair bit to get the best thing that they, the best position that they can. And it's just, as much as it's just terrible to see, just people, bum-rushing celebrities just to get the best shot that they can, because, there's no other reason for them to stick cameras in their faces.
Yep.
Some of them were complete vultures this time, though. I mean, right up there in the girls' faces, so it wasn't a pretty sight.
Not at all. Okay, well, ending on that note, we are going to take a quick song break. You guys may have remembered the song from their concert where the girls pretty much broke down and cried during Complete. Right now, upcoming, Sonyeoshite Complete.
눈부신 계절 가득히 향기로운 거리를 지나
Sunyeon is complete, and we are just gonna wrap up this latter half of the meeting, or actually the podcast. So Sonyeonse is going to be on Strongheart. It's already been released, right? Just one sub, guys?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. So we have Hyoyeon, Sunny, and Sohyun also on the show. Did anyone else watch Hyoyeon's segment, or is it just me?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah, I got a chance to see it, yeah.
Okay, so Steve, can you just give everyone the gist of Sohyun's part of the show?
Well, so... Wait, okay. Oh, Sohyun or Hyoyeon?
Hyoyeon.
Okay, well, Hyoyeon basically, she, on a previous episode of Strongheart, she confessed that she liked another male idol. And what happened was, on this episode, she sort of announced that she wasn't interested in this idol anymore. And I believe the reason was because when she actually got up the courage to confess that she likes him, he told her that he actually knew, and then her image of this really cool guy was broken because he knew that she was into him, so he was just acting cool instead of actually being himself, right? So she sort of got turned off by that.
Story of a girl's life. So true.
Guys, if you know... It was?
There's a lot of speculation. Apparently, Woo Young, on a radio show from 2 p.m., said that someone who was really popular at the time confessed to him that they liked him, but then he told her that... Oh, I know, sorry. But then he also talked about his ideal type, and he said he doesn't like dancers or something. Like, he said he doesn't like girls that can dance well. On the same show. So it's like, he was saying that he was getting... some other famous celebrity was asking him out, and then he's like, no, I rejected her, whatever. And then later on, he was talking about his ideal type. And basically, he said that he doesn't like dancers. So,
wow.
I mean, people were saying that it's Woo Young because he said that, but then technically, I don't think it was Hyoyeon who would like Woo Young though, because it doesn't make sense to me, sort of.
Yeah.
See, I always thought it was Junho.
Junho from 2PM.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Everyone always thinks it's Dojun or Dojun from Beast or Jiquan.
The guy that looks like Rain.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's someone from 2PM though, because it makes sense if it's someone from 2PM. So. Because Yuna did that whole again and again thing with the doll on Hello Baby. You guys remember that? Like, they were playing around with this, like, green stuffed animal that was, like, shaped like a person.
I think you guys are trying to put puzzle pieces together that don't really fit.
No, it does fit, because they're talking about Hoyeon's, like, they're...
There's no real evidence. It could be anyone. It could be...
Oh, yeah, of course, this is all just speculation. All just speculation. We don't actually know, because she's not going to tell us. And it's right for her not to tell us, because, like, obviously... Like, she doesn't even like this guy.
Secretly, we all know that she's, She likes Sohyun.
What the heck?
What? So it's always been Hyoyeon.
Yeah. This guy.
Everything else was just a ruse.
Pretty much.
And then after Hyoyeon made the confession that she doesn't like this person anymore, they're talking about, or Lee Sung-gi and Kang Ho-dong were all talking about whether or not SNSD is dating right now, and then they asked Sunny if, or how many of the members are currently in love or in a relationship, and she said less than a majority, so yeah.
Sunny's very clever with her words.
Yeah, Sunny,
she avoided the question very well.
That's 1 to 4 members are in a relationship.
Could be zero. Less than the majority also means zero.
It could be zero. Like, it's more than likely. Like, if I were to say who was in a relationship. And, like, honestly speaking, not talking about, like, real shipping, whatever, no Yulsik, no Jetty. Like, I bet Jessica's in a relationship with somebody, and
you
Yuri's
mean tech
in a relationship
or
with
someone. Uh-oh,
No, I don't think
that's
so.
No.
But, Jessica, I would say Jessica, Yuri, and maybe... No, not... I don't think it's maybe. Jessica, Yuri, and... Sunny. I think Sunny's in a relationship with Boom. That's what I think.
That'd be the most disgusting thing I've ever heard.
I'm pretty sure Ron's gonna kill you when he hears this.
Boom just came out of the army, man. He's not
yeah,
gonna
he just came
start
out.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're dating.
Don't they have, like, a huge age gap? Not huge,
it doesn't matter.
Like,
It doesn't matter.
10 years.
It does not matter.
No way, man. Sunny deserves to be with like a way cooler guy. Sorry.
I like.
Hey, Boom's pretty cool, man. Have you seen him dance? Have you seen his cheap dance?
No, I mean Boom's a great comedian, right? But Sunny here, okay, Sunny.
That's true. Okay, anyways, so also on Strongheart, who's that guy? Who's the guy that called the show, and then Sunny impersonated Taeyeon?
Oh yeah, it's a Korean celebrity. I don't remember his name though.
There's a Korean celebrity who really likes Sunyeong today, and they asked, Kang Ho-dong asked who his favorite member was, and then the guy says Taeyeon, and pretty much asked him, like, is there anything you want to say to Taeyeon? And the guy said something, and then everyone's having a riot in the studio. So Sunny goes ahead and she poses to Taeyeon and starts talking to him, like flirting and stuff, and this guy is just like, he's just taking it, like, oh my gosh, I'm really flirting with Taeyeon, and everyone in the studio is just like busting up, blah blah blah. But oh Sunny. So is there anything else Sunny said? Darren, that thing about Sunny and Boom, their segment on the show.
Oh yeah, it was just about how Boom because Boom finally made his comeback, and he revealed that while he was in the army, he gave Sunny a call while he was in the army, and he's like, as soon as he calls, he's like, oh, don't hang up. Like doing a video call with her, and then she's saying, "Oh no, I don't have my makeup on," and he's just telling her, you know, "Oh, can you give the guys behind me, who are also like his army mates, a fighting message?" And she did, and apparently, like, because Boom's always been the guy who's always been partial to Sunny.
Oh yeah.
In the early before he went to the army, and yeah, it's just really funny, to for him to come back and still, it's pretty evident that he's still into her.
I'm telling you, they're dating. I'm telling you. So, moving on. So, last member that was on Strongheart, Taehyun Magne. Did anyone watch that part of the show?
Yep.
I believe she's talking about meeting her idol, right?
Yeah, Ban Ki-moon.
Ban Ki-moon, yeah. The UN Secretary General.
I went to the UN last year before I came to Korea. And I stood next to the Ban Ki-moon sign. I don't know if it was like a life-size scaled like cutout of him. He was pretty short.
Why you gotta be like that?
Wow, coming from you, that means he's really short.
I'm just saying that. I'm saying I'm a Danshin, dude. I'm as tall as Taeyeon and Sunny and Taehyun.
Oh,
but his cutout. Yeah, I am. I'm exactly their height, but like the cutout of Ban Ki-moon was pretty short. Anyway.
he's not the biggest guy. No, he's hella smart though.
Yeah, he is hella smart.
Oh, and the actor
is Secretary General.
Yeah,
that would help.
And the actor is Lee Dong Wook.
Oh,
he was in a popular drama called Scent of a Woman.
Ah,
Scent of a Woman. Yeah.
That would be appropriate because Taeyeon's favorite thing is like perfume.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. SNSD becoming official Visit Korea ambassadors. I thought this was official when they made that Seoul song, Super Junior. My bad. Am I like off or something?
Well, Visit Korea is like a separate committee, and then the ambassador part is like they pick certain celebrities to represent Korean tourism. So the celebrities that are already Visit Korean ambassadors are Pororo. So you know the children's. Yeah, the children's popular children's character is one of them.
Little penguin, yeah.
I don't recall the other ones exactly. Let me check real quick. Oh, Kim Yuna, of course.
Oh yeah,
Olympic gold medalist. Bae Young Jun, the actor. So those three are the main like ambassadors, and they've been the ambassadors since 2010. And then they just recently added Sun Yeshde as well onto that list. So they joined like an elite group, right? Because these guys are like the best like representations of like Korea, because Kim Yuna is obviously like the ice queen of Korea.
Yes,
and Bae Young Jun is super popular in Japan, and then Pororo is just
Pororo, the nation's like the children of Korea. That's their idol.
He's like what is his equivalent in like other countries, like
Barney?
Yeah, Barney or Hello Kitty. Is that appropriate? I'm not sure.
Oh, Hello Kitty is getting. I don't know why Hello Kitty's blowing up. Yeah.
Well, Hello Kitty's pretty popular around the world, though, I'd say. Right.
It's blowing up in the US.
Hello Kitty's been around for a long time as well.
Anyways, yeah, so that's a pretty big achievement. And then all those fan cams from, like, the conference and stuff were all posted on SK, so people can check that out.
Yeah. Alright, so, Yuna auctioning her Jean uniform. Darren, didn't you write the post on this?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't? My bad. No.
But I can tell you that it was sold for about $6,200.
Gosh.
You're all wrong. It was me, damn it. I wrote it.
Oh, gosh. Sorry, man.
I didn't say anything. Sorry, I didn't say anything. Steve. Don't shoot me, Steven.
No, it's fine. I know you guys don't look at
Steven,
the author.
It was a really good post, man. It was a very good, interesting post.
Take it away, dude. Steve, this is rightfully your post.
Oh, yes. Okay, so there is this Chuseok special. It's called Special Star Auction Show, and basically all these celebrities went on and they auctioned off their personal goods for charity. I'm not sure what the charity is, but it was for charity. They didn't mention a specific charity or anything, so I have no idea. And Yuna ended up auctioning off her genie uniform. Not the white one, it's the other one that they wear for live performances. I think it was in the video too, but for some reason
the beige one.
It looks like a different color in the video. I think it's the lighting. And then she auctioned that uniform off, and apparently she wore it more than 10 times. And then her and comedian Shin Bong-sun or whatever, they were promoting the costume. So they were doing this like whole like selling segment to the bidders of the show, and there were only like 200 bidders that were allowed to go to the show. And I believe out of the 200 bidders, I think around like 85 of them wanted to bid actively in the auction. So there were 85 out of 200 people bidding for Yuna's... Genie outfit, so that's pretty impressive already, right? And then when Yuna was asked how much she thought her outfit would generate in terms of charitable revenue, or charitable donations, sorry, she said about 2 million won, not 200 million, 2 million won, which is around $2,000 US dollars, which is still significant. But it ended up going all the way up because of like a fierce bidding war between zones to around 6,200.
So what?
US dollars. So that's 6.7 million won Korean. So that's about three times what she estimated. So Seon's made like a really big contribution to charity. At the same time, they got to feed their fandom and buy a Yuna outfit. And it was really interesting because they brought the other outfits from other members too. So I believe Shin Bong-sun wore Yuri's. And I think another comedian that they got to come on the show wore Hyo-yun's, I think. And they're all pretending to be Yuri and Hyo-yun, like, oh, now we're Hyo-yun and Yuri, and they're, like, doing the dance and stuff. It's pretty funny. And then I believe the winning bidder was a male K-Sone, so he ended up getting to take a picture with Yuna, and then that's already nice enough, right? And then Yuna signed a personalized photo with, like, a little message for him, too, so... Yep.
That's probably what he wanted.
Right, I'm paying 6,000 for this.
But yeah, 6,200.
I paid 6,000. I better get this.
6,200 for an outfit is pretty. Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
That's a hefty price.
That is.
But
hefty
I guess you know.
Would you guys do that for other members? Like, I know.
Probably not.
Yuna's probably his bias, right? So.
No, but even if I probably wouldn't pay $6,000 for like a Tiffany outfit.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, because Kenneth,
one of our staffers, he's got a signed CD from Tiffany, I think. He paid for that one, but
is just amazing, and he's like the top donator on SoshiCloud.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's number one donator. So.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy!
Kenneth is a crazy cool son. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's news to me. Sonyeoshite, they have been in several magazines, and
hell yes.
I must say, of them all. So it's been Tiffany, Jessica, Yuri, and Sohyun in Cosmo, CC, InStyle, and Vogue Girl. Not in that order. But out of the four of them, I must say, wow, Sohyun, I was blown away. Oh my gosh, I can't even talk about it. I was just like gawking at her picture because that does not look like the baby that we know. I think I need to buy that magazine. But, Your thoughts on the magazine, guys? Any pictures?
Is it all in the same? It's not the same magazine, right?
No, no, no. There's four different magazines.
Yeah, it's all four different magazines. Yeah.
Yep.
It's showing very mature sides of themselves.
Any thoughts, Darren? Did you get to see the pictures?
I did. You know, they're all nice pictures. I do agree with the whole being surprised at Sohyeon.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, them getting her to do that is very, very surprising.
She was wearing those, like...
It just doesn't seem in her character, and it's very surprising. It's always very impressive to see her do that sort of stuff. Tiffany's always been a fashionista, so she can pull a lot of stuff off.
Yeah. And Jessica's just hot all the time.
Based yeah, they always make Jessica look really fierce nowadays. I sort of like that look, so I think it's cool.
Yep.
The thing with all the magazines is that, well, every one of them besides Yuna's is a kind of a dark, depressing concept compared to Yuna's all smiley one, which is I found really really funny. It's funny how they all came out on the same day, and they've all got the same theme sort of. Each girl is sad and lonely, not lonely, depressed and. But Yuna's one is a lively one. I guess it's the magazine because it's in style.
Yeah.
But compared to the other ones, yeah. I don't know, it's...
Yeah, the Cosmo ones are a lot more stylized, like concepts and stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas in style, it's more like just Yuna. Look, it's Yuna. She's Yuna. Oh. But anyways. Yeah, and
they're all fantastic magazines.
Absolutely.
The pictures all look great. It's cool how they all came out at the same time, though. It was that one day that suddenly we got a surge in magazine covers and magazine pictures just popping up.
Yeah, I think Cosmo and Style Vogue were all, like, on the same day. And then CC was, like, a week before. And then the craziest thing... I think this is totally SM Entertainment, just like, alright, girls, go get yourselves out there as much as possible. And then get hype ready for
your comeback.
Comeback. Yeah.
Exactly. It's cool. I'm not... mad at that. So we briefly talked about this in the last podcast. Tiffany is going to be in the musical Fame. Darren, you did talk about it last time. If you could just give just a brief overview to people who didn't hear last
Darren
podcast.
Didn't really want to talk about it because he already talked about it, and then he says you can just talk about it in November.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
you can do that.
It's releasing in November 25th. I'm going to do a post on it and put it out probably a week before that goes live. Basically, Fame, Broadway show, originally a Broadway show, basically about a bunch of students who are enrolled in a school of the arts, all specializing in different things, you know, dance, singing, music, and all that stuff. And Tiffany plays one character, the character of Carmen, who is basically the girl... The token girl who thinks that she has what it takes to be in Hollywood. And, you know, that a girl like that always has a lot of confidence with her. And the reason why I find that role interesting is because I've been in a paid production of Fame in Melbourne, and I played Shlomo, the guy the character of Carmen develops feelings for. The only problem is that I find is that if they are following the original Broadway script... the character of Carmen is supposed to be really, really sort of, I'd say, quite bitchy, because she always thinks that she has what it takes and that everyone else is not as good as her, and, you know, she's destined for greatness. So I'm really interested to see whether they're taking the original Broadway script, because the character in itself is very, very arrogant, and she doesn't, the character that doesn't really meet a good end. In the original Broadway script, she ODs, she gets tricked and she ODs on drugs in the end. So I'm really wondering whether they change anything around or anything. Ah, oh, come on, spoilers. That goddamn Broadway show is like 20, 30, 40, 50 years old.
On that topic, do you guys prefer to see the girls, or not? Maybe not just the girls, but maybe actors in general, do you prefer to see them act in roles that are different from their normal personalities? Because, like, you were just saying how Tiffany is playing Carmen, who's like the complete opposite of her, right?
My problem with that is that I'm not sure how capable of an actor Tiffany is. I'm sure she's a good, like, she can do a good job at acting, but whether someone can step out of their boundaries and do something that's completely not in their normal zone is a different subject altogether. There are people who are typecast who can only play the same thing. There are people who are amazing and they can play, like, serial killers, they can play psychos, they can play whatever they want because they're that good. It all depends on how their foundational training is and how good they are at it. I haven't seen Tiffany act. I've only seen snippets of, you know, doing stuff like Horror Movie Factory and all that. It's just, I don't know whether that a sort of role like that suits her, because I've never seen her do it, and I've never actually seen her acting capabilities, mm-hmm. So that's what I call into question. I'm not calling into question that, oh, Tiffany can't act, so she can't do it. No, absolutely not. I'm sure that Tiffany can act, and it would have been a lot easier to obviously give her a role that suited a character like Tiffany, like with her same, like, personality like her. But Carmen is, with the Broadway show, Carmen is not the same as Tiffany, and Tiffany will have to be, if she wants to be the proper original Broadway Carmen, she has to be very, very arrogant. So yeah, okay. That's my 2 cents.
Would you go so far as to say that this may or break her? This may make or break her in the musical acting industry?
I don't think it will break her, because she's Tiffany and she's part of Sony. She's there. She will always have more chances. But I definitely think that if she can pull this off, it will be short. It wouldn't be anything short of amazing, because I don't. If she pulled it off properly, I don't think it'd be. I don't think you'd be seeing a Tiffany that you've ever seen before on stage.
Fair enough. Anyone else?
Well, we all know that Tiffany works hard, so hopefully she will pull it off. I think. I guess we're looking forward to it. Even though we might, you probably will see it, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know when the tickets go on sale, but if they're anything like Jessica's and Taeyeon's, I'm gonna have one hell of a time trying to get those freaking tickets. Cause
yeah.
Someone's are crazy, and those things sell out in minutes. So I'll have to look up on the Korean circuit to try and get myself some tickets.
I'm looking forward to with the fact that I want to see whether the script is exactly the same as the original Broadway script, and also how Tiffany does, because I still remember when I was practicing and doing that production. It's very fun.
Okay.
And she's going to be right, singing. Well. It is a musical, so should be good.
Imagine if you went to see it on the day where the other girls go see.
Tiffany as well. Joke. Don't even joke. I would spaz out so hard. I probably wouldn't even watch
production.
You're
sitting two rows behind them.
Wait, who was that? Who was the member that didn't go to someone's musical? I don't remember who it was. They're talking about it on the variety show Night Star.
I think it was.
Oh, Yuri.
Yuri, yeah.
Yeah, Yuri.
So we'll see if Yuri goes to Tiffany's.
So speaking of new project, Yuna is having her new drama. The new drama's called Love Rain,
Love Rain?
Right?
Like, yeah, Love Rain.
Yeah, Love Rain. So, thoughts on that, guys? Love Rain. Or, okay, how about this? How do you guys feel as Yuna as... How do you guys feel about Yuna as an actor?
Oh, like, she's a good actor. She's a good actor. I mean, she's got a strong foundation of acting, because that's how she started out as an actress herself, so... She's actually quite talented in that field, so I have absolutely no qualms with her doing that. And she's done a drama before, so, you know, more the better. Yeah, two.
when was the last? Her last one was "You Are My Destiny."
No, that was her first.
Cinderella
one.
Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man.
Cinderella Man. How long has it been since she's like when? How long has it been since she stopped Cinderella Man?
2 years.
Oh wow. Okay.
Maybe even longer. I think maybe 3 actually.
Well, yeah, I think Cinderella was in 2009, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, quick little side thing. Did you guys watch her on the that rock climbing commercial? Eider.
Eider.
Eider. Yep.
Wow. I just had to say wow. Is this Wow, she's so pretty. Like, couldn't get over it. Oh,
she's
man.
Hot.
New bias.
She's wearing those
rock climbing,
pants, right?
Like.
Yeah.
Rock
skins,
climbing.
Man.
Mike knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Okay. Come on, guys. All right.
When she had the handful of chalk, and then she blows it out.
I'm gonna have to edit that out.
sorry.
That's alright. Okay, so SM Town Live in Tokyo release. You guys are gonna see SM Town, which we will talk about in a second. But are you guys gonna spoil it for yourselves, or what's the
just
deal?
Just Steven? Steven, you're going in, not
Steven's going.
Not us.
Oh, SM Town here. Oh, wait. What do you guys have? A Korean pop festival?
Yeah, that's not SM Town.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I wish it was SM Town.
I wish it was SM Town for me too. Shoot. Steve.
I actually prefer to have the K-pop festival, if you let me choose. Wait, who's going to the K-pop festival in Australia?
Just myself and Daz. But I'd prefer if it was just a straight Soshi concert. Man,
yeah,
I'm
but
so
I think that's all of our preferences, right?
That's,
no,
yeah,
I mean,
that,
like, who are
the
other performers
if you don't want...
at
Sydney? There's Shiny, M Black, Sistar.
Never mind, I like SM Town.
Beast.
Kara? Kara, CN Blue?
Beast?
Beast.
Oh,
not that
good.
Bad. Not that bad, but knowing like the abundance of artists there are, we're going to get like 10,
yeah.
20 minutes of Soshi tops.
Yeah, for sure. Because SM Town
yeah.
always
for
do
three,
this.
For yeah. the amount of money that I put down, I'm not satisfied.
No.
Well, it depends. The SM Town New
same,
York
man.
Tickets were pretty pricey, too. How much were the ones in Australia?
Yeah, but that's SM Town. Like, you get the whole SM family.
Yeah,
I really want to see Boa. I'm jealous.
Boa, F of X, Shiny, Suju.
Nah.
Beast.
TXQ.
What the heck?
What beast?
Oh, you talking about SM Town or the good?
SM
Town in New York right now.
Fail.
Still asleep, sorry.
Okay, we'll get back to that in a second, but Sunrush is coming out with a lot of brand advertising, especially on Koei sales. And I don't think they put anything out for Gubne Chicken yet, because I haven't eaten Gubne since I left. Maybe start eating it again. And I just found out that it's down my street. Yes! Walking distance. But Koei sales, brand recognition.
Skyrocketed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
totally building up the hype.
So,
it's up
okay.
400%.
It's a good,
oh, sorry,
it's
Mike,
a good time to invest.
That's all I know, just 400%.
So 400% increase in sales, and then they did a survey with 100 women between the age of 25 and 39. They asked two questions. The first was, which water purifier brand do you think of first? And the second was, which do you prefer? So in terms of recognizing brands, 81% of them recognized Koei as the first brand that they would recognize if they were to ask which brand do you think of first when you think of water purifying brands. So 81% of them picked Koei. And then 56% of them picked that they preferred Koei over the other brands. So in terms of marketing, they got an increase in brand recognition from a key demographic. So this is like a really worthwhile marketing campaign that they did, or a promotional campaign, because they increased sales by 400%, which is huge, right? Four times the sales. And then they also got one of the most important demographics, young adults, basically, 25 and 39, the people who are going to be spending as they get older are now interested in Koei because of Sunyoshi Day. So that's really the power of
smart marketing.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, like, ever since, I guess, the Vita 500, like, more things have been coming out, I've been seeing their bottles scattered, like, everywhere. Everywhere. I live across the university, like literally like a 5-minute walk, and there's water pipes in like the walls and stuff, because I guess when it rains they need to drain out the water, and people have been plugging like their Vita 500 bottles in these water pipes. So I'm walking past like 10 or 12 of these bottles on my way back home, and I don't know, I guess they're hitting their demographic with like uni kids too. So
yeah, that's why idols are so popular in terms of like promotions and marketing, because they just target the audience that all the companies want, which is the young adults.
That's why celebrity sponsorships are important in general. the amount of power that just a celebrity voice has is amazing. We live in a celebrity worshipping stage of
there is a god. Like their name is country. No, I can't say it. Can't say it. That's too controversial.
All right, so wrapping it up. Sonyeosde, Korean staff are attending various concerts. You guys want to talk about it each? Well, let me start first, because I'm going to the upcoming concert in October at the Asia Song Music Festival with several artists in Japan, Taiwan, China, and the only two artists I believe from here are going to be Suju and Sonyeosde. So I'll be seeing them for the fourth time. Oh, how many times do I have to see them before I have to meet them? Damn it. And
I'm pretty sure it's a lot.
I'm working on it, dude. Fourth time, maybe the 15th time will be the charm. But Steve, go ahead and talk about SM Town New York, and then we'll hand it over to the Aussies.
All right, so SM Town New York is happening on, I have no idea. Oh, sorry, October 23rd. It's a Sunday, unfortunately. So that's a little conflicting for a lot of the SK members. But anyways, yeah, so it's SM Town. What is there more to say? Madison Square Garden, so they participated in Staples, I think, last year? Or was that 2 years ago? At the Staples Center?
Last year.
And then this year they're doing Madison Square Garden, which is pretty huge for anyone who knows anything about sports or just in general, I guess. It's a pretty big achievement.
Yeah, just celebrities in general.
Yeah, Madison Square Garden is one of the most famous concert halls, venues in the world, so.
Yep. All right, so Darren and Mike, you guys give everyone else a lowdown on what's going down in the land down under.
Okay, Sydney K-Pop Festival, November 12th, held in the ANZ Stadium.
Right in the middle of exam season.
I know, yeah, a lot of people are complaining because it's right in the middle of our exams. Lucky I just go to uni and my exams will be finished a lot earlier. But yeah, me and Mike will be there. Is anyone else going? I'm pretty sure there's a lot of other staffers that will be going. We're trying to get together some SNSD Korean shirts.
Minchok's not going, unfortunately. So.
No.
Kat, JC, and what's Abby's screen name?
Anangelus
will be there as well.
Yeah. So Mike is actually trying to get together. Mike has been amazing.
Keep that on the down low just in case it doesn't happen.
Yeah, just in case it doesn't happen, but we will be there. Sure, yeah, let's keep it down
on the
down low.
It'd be good to surprise people
if we're
there.
Well, in any case, we will be there, and I'm not sure if we're trying to put together something so that you guys can recognize us. If you guys recognize us, you know, we'll let you guys know if we do get it, like, going and happening. But, you know, when we do get there, we hope that if you recognize us, you know, and if you love our work on the blog, you support us, just, you know, come down, say hi. It'd be great to meet people who love to read our blog. Nothing makes me happier than to meet people that appreciate our work.
True that. All right, so if you guys are going to be at any of these three concerts, New York SM Town, the K-pop concert in Australia, or the Asia Song Festival that I'm going to in Korea, Make sure you guys come by and say hi to us.
How do they know who you are, May?
They will know. Trust me.
They will know.
I'll be making a lot of noise. Yeah, oh yeah. They'll just hear me screaming like Jetty the whole freaking time. They will know. Steve, you want to say one thing?
Okay. I'm unfortunately not going to be able to go to SM Town New York. I might, but we'll see how it goes. Okay, so the members who are going for sure are Green Tea, I think.
Boss.
He's a maybe. Daryl, so Newcom 384. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't say their names. Newcom 384 on the blog. I believe Lauren's going, I think. Wait.
Name, blog name.
Yeah, Lauren's going.
Plot Bunny. Okay, I need to go check this thing. I totally forgot what I was doing. There's a lot of American
Ferrero's going.
Yeah, Ferrero Rocher's going. So Ferrero Rocher, Green Tea, Nukem 384, Plot Bunny, and
Cat.
Cat. Will
Cat's
be
going
there.
To Cat's going to both concerts. She
I
will
know.
Be in New York. She'll be in New York for SM Town. Then she travels to because she's from Australia. She travels to Australia for the Aussie K-pop fest.
That girl has too much time.
Boss. What a boss. Alright guys, well this is wrapping up podcast number 13. Stay tuned for the next one. Bye!
Annyeong!
Better guess.
Ciao!